Praise his name. Let's stand together, if you will. Just bow our heads, we'll go service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Thankful for, Lord, being able to raise in the morning, Lord. And you give us strength and health, Lord. Father, we can do our, the desire that's in our hearts. And Lord, you've placed that desire in our hearts to gather together in a little place that you provided for us. Lord, as many is doing all over the world. Lord, an opportunity to hear you speak to us. Father, to judge ourselves. Lord, draw closer to you. Father, I ask that you would just bless each and every one that's gathered here. Lord, meet our individual needs today. Bless us. Keep us. Lord, bless the ones that bring forth thy word later this evening, this morning. Lord, may they feel pulled. Every heart, Lord, may it just be pulling, hungering. Oh, Lord, hours truly far spent, Lord. May we redeem the time we have. Draw us ever closer to you. Keep us, I pray. Father, Lord, bless the songs we sing, Lord. May it settle our hearts, our minds, clear everything. Prepare us to hear thy word. We ask this in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you'd like. I'd like to start on page 91. I'm going that way. Praise his name. Lord, I have started to walk in the light, shining upon me from heaven so bright. I bade the world and its follies adieu. I've started in Jesus and I'm going. Oh, I'm going through. Yes, I'm going through. I'll take the prize, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus. I'm going through. Oh, there are many who start in the race, but with the lie refuse to keep pace. Others accept it because it is new, but not very many expect to go. Yes, I'm going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus. I'm going through. I'd rather walk with Jesus. Jesus alone, have for a pillow like Jacob a stone, living each moment with his face in view, then shrink from my pathway and fail to go through. Oh Lord, I'm going through, yes I'm going. Pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus, I'm going through.
the cross, give up the world and count it as dross. Sell all thou hast and give to the poor. Then go through with Jesus and those who endure. Oh, I'm going through. Oh, I am going through. I'll pay the price, whatever others do. I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I'm going through Jesus. I'm going through.
Amen. Are you determined? Amen. I'm going through whatever the cost. Hallelujah. Page 130. Amen. Another familiar song. Amen.
We find many people who can't understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Amen. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. Oh, but I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt, and that's what's the matter with me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Amen, Lord. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land.
Oh, think about it. Amen. Sing it again.
Oh, this is like heaven to me, praise God. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Amen. Walk every day in his light, saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 107. Amen. Soon to be going home. Amen.
There's a country far beyond the starry sky. Oh, there's a city where there never comes a night. Oh, if we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. Oh, it's the city where the land is alive. Oh, in that city where the land is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the land is alive. Here we have our days of sunshine, but we know that the sun which shines upon us now so bright, oh, will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. Oh, to the city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the land is alive. There the flowers bloom forever and the day. Oh, shall be one eternal day without a night. And our tears shall be forever wiped away. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is the light. Oh, and I see where the Lamb is alive. Oh, and I see where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Here we have our disappointments all the while, and our fondest hopes but meet with bitter blight. Although by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. Oh, I found it so
when I hallelujah. See where the Lamb is alive.
Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive. Then let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Not a shadow can my blissful soul affright. Oh, for I know that up in heaven there is room. Amen. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion. Think about it. Amen. Sing that last verse again. Oh, then let sunlight fade, let twilight bring its gloom. Oh, not a shadow can my blissful soul affright. Oh, for I know that up in, oh, do you know it? Hallelujah. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where the Lamb is alive. Oh, in that city where there cometh no night. Oh, I've a mansion over there, and it's free from toil and care. I am going where the Lamb is alive.
Amen. All saints, if you know there's room for you there, that'd be a happy day. Hallelujah. Amen. He's wonderful. Brother Luke, would you like to come for the offering? Amen. That's the blessing. Yes. Amen. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings. Amen.
Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more. Oh, let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme throughout eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the light, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more.
What better to talk about? Amen. How many have requests for him? Hallelujah. Just hold it on your heart. Brother Leffler, would you like to take requests this morning?
Oh, great Jehovah, this morning we come. We come before thee and stand before thee. And we thank you, Lord, that we have this opportunity to come, Lord, and listen to your word, Father.
Yes.
Sing praises to you. For Father, we know, Lord, that time is short. We're almost, Lord, at the end time, Brother Grant said. And Lord, if we look back then, how much closer are we now? sick and afflicted, Lord, I know, Father, among us. Lord, I pray for each one, Lord. And I ask, Father, that you remember Brother Bobby this morning, Father. Lord, be with him. Give him strength for his body. Heal his body. Lord, he can come back and be one of us, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, that there's any, Lord, that has a great need, Lord, you'll meet that great need, Father. So we're asking, Lord, that you bless each one. Help us bless your word to us this morning, Father. The pastor, whoever it might be, bring the message. Lord, let us be set, tentative, and listen, Father, with all of our hearts and minds, Lord. Keep your in your care, Father. We ask you pray this day. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Did you have a song this morning, Karen? Anyone else have a song? Maybe a chorus burning on your heart. Amen. Praise his name. All righty. Let's all stand then and let's sing a little chorus, Only Believe. Ask our brother to come. Only believe. Only believe.
Bow our heads again for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we again, first above everything, want to thank you again for that precious desire that you have placed within our hearts this day and this hour in which we're living in. For Lord, we look upon the face of the earth and we see the expression of man and woman, young people, wherever there's human flesh. And every human flesh, Lord, that walks the face of the earth, they walk by what desire is within inside of them. And then to see, Lord, among all the millions of people, Lord, to have a desire to serve you and to love you and to obey you to the fullest is most precious to have in this day. And we appreciate it very much, Lord. And we're asking today, as you have given us this desire, Lord, increase it even greater to do thy will, Lord, above everything in this life. Open our hearts to the Word of God that we would further recognize the Word that you have left us in this day. That it would come to reality in a complete manifesting power, Lord, in which you've meant it to be in this day. Just open our hearts now to it. And Lord, help each one of us to yield to you and surrender our life to it. Again, Lord, we realize we can't do it ourselves. It has to be you. that liveth in us. We ask it now for your glory and honor. In your most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name.
Amen.
Aren't you glad to be back in the house of the Lord? Amen. Thank the Lord to give us a little nice place to worship and come and hear the word of God. Amen. Let us turn our Bibles, if you want to turn with me, to a very familiar scripture reading. St. John, the first chapter. And we'll read the first through the fourth verse. I want you to kind of keep in mind what we read out of the message, God of This Evil Age, last Sunday, where Brother Branham said, she is watching, the little bride is watching for her life to manifest that word.
Amen.
She's watching. You know, it's one thing to say you're watching, and to be watching is two different things.
Amen.
You know, we can say we're watching, but our lives tell us the story whether we are or not, you see. So let's read here in St. John 1 and begin here at the first verse. Very familiar scripture reading. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. Pay attention. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men.
Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading His word, and you may be seated. And what does light do? It opens up the way for man to see God, so that you can see who God is and what He is and how He does things and just how great He is. But what was that light? The life. The life was the light of men. And we realize that we're living, saints, in the age of life. Again, it's the literal life of Jesus Christ. It's to come back into the bride. And as I remind you, again, what Brother Branham said, the little bride's watching for her life, that she would express that word. She's looking for it. She's very, we should say it this way, interested in it. And she's excited about it, to see this life of God be in her and expressing, you see. So I trust by what we read today and bring to you out of the Word of God, that it'll stir a greater realization, a greater understanding of what we're looking for, what should be the very longing in our heart to see every moment of our life that we live, every, I could say, the breath that we breathe would be His life that we desire to see, because we know in that alone, and that's the only thing that'll pass.
Amen.
The literal life of Jesus Christ, again, indwelled in tabernacles of flesh, to where every decision in life, everything they think about, as Apostle Paul said, have the mind of Christ. And are we thinking as Christ would think? Or is there too many other things in this life that's more important that we must dwell upon and keep our minds upon? And maybe it's something carnal in the flesh or something in the world that we want to hang on to that's more important than this precious Word of God. And we have, again, we've said before, we have come here today for a purpose. And our purpose today in coming here is to find if there's any short place in my life. you find if there's any short place in your life of coming to this fullness of the stature of Christ, the unity of the faith, all right, come to that place, that same place Christ was in. Amen. The fullness of the stature of Christ. Do you believe that scripture?
Amen.
That's what we've come here for. So we must be searching our life and make sure there's nothing missing that needs to be there before this great event of this great catching away of the bride of Jesus Christ. Knowing that it's a reality, knowing it's going to happen just exactly as we said a couple weeks ago, exactly how God said it was going to happen, it's going to happen, you see. Everything is being primed for it. As I mentioned a couple weeks ago, you know, too, that, you know, it's took all these years for scientists to really begin. They've talked about it 15, 20 years ago. But it's really moving into the point now they see California is loaded and ready to go. You know, it won't be long. They can't give a date. They admit it, they can't give a date. But they're trying to assure the people that it's going to happen. That the San Andreas fault is real, California is going to go under, you know. So, but it's always amazing how man's always behind, you know. But God said this a long time ago, you know. And we realize that you say, well, that's never happened before. We'll go back to Scripture. It happened to Capernaum, you know. It's land beneath the sea. What would happen to be with California to go under? It's going to, as I said. And as the prophet showed us, God showed him the vision of it. And it will happen just exactly like every other vision come to pass.
Amen.
You see? So it's a warning to the people. So we realize and we can see, we can look around and know that time's running out. Never was there more a wicked time and people in a wicked state than they are. And just constant massive shootings and people killing each other and poisoning themselves and all kinds of things. It's the day we're living in. It's the last days. It's perilous times. You know, and all these things that the Scripture spoke of is coming to pass in its fullness. So we know we're in the last days. So it owes us to pay attention to everything God's doing now. And everything that the Holy Spirit has moved upon our hearts to draw closer to Him, surrender our life to Him, we'd better stay with the rhythm of it. Because if we don't, we're going to miss it. Sure as the world we will, you see. And we may think, oh, this is just a little services, you know, we come to. We call it church services. We come and gather around the Word of God and we come and sing and worship the Lord. We come and listen to the preacher for a little bit, and then we go home. We might think, well, it's just, you know, all part of being a church member, you know, and we should be a church, and we should go to church, and we should serve the Lord, and we should pray, and all these things, you know. But it goes much deeper than that.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is talking to the elected. Every time we come in this building, God is talking to the elect. See? He said, no, Brother Steve, I'm going to tell you what, it's just a man gets up behind the pulpit. But I'm going to tell you what, when the Holy Ghost takes over and takes leadership and brings forth out of His Word what He has given a people for the last days to get prepared, it has to be God.
Amen.
You see? Because man can't think of it, man can't put it together. It takes God to put it together.
Amen.
You see? And God to move upon the people's hearts. And that's what I want you to kind of see this morning, is how God's life expresses to man. And that's the title of my message today, God's Life Expressed to Man. And I want you to think about this today. Every time God ever done anything, He always showed it that it had to be Him. And not a man. You ever think about that? You may think, oh, this old prophet years ago, he was such a great man, and Moses was a great man and Elijah was a great man. They were great men. But everything that ever happened, it was always expressed. It was not man that could do it. It was God that did it. And God doesn't change. He's the same today as He was yesterday and shall be forever.
Amen.
It's not to express how great man is. It's to express how great God is. To Him be all the glory. To Him be all the praise. Amen. Because it is God, you see, that liveth.
Amen.
And without God, all of us are nothing. But through Him, all things are possible to them to believe. You see? So, let's think about this a little bit as we approach this. I don't know how far I'll get this morning. I'm going to take my time on it. But I want you to think about this again where he says in the fourth verse, in Him was life. Okay? And the life was the light of men. And the life, His life, was the light of men. You see, that's what done the expressing. That's what showed how He does things, how great He is, how powerful He is. You know, as Moses stood there before that Red Sea, and here the children of Israel was facing a great obstacle that those Philistines would either completely destroy them or take them back and put them back in bondage. Okay, there wasn't much choice with that Red Sea standing in front of them. But I'm going to tell you what, Moses didn't open that Red Sea. God opened that Red Sea. Moses is the agency God used. But God's the one that opened that Red Sea. See? Same thing with anything man has ever done. It's been God do it. Even a prophet, the last day, precious Brother Branham. It was not Brother Branham that opened the blinded eyes. It was not Brother Branham that gave life back. It was God in that prophet that done that work. You see? Same it is with us still today, I repeat. If there is a life to come forth, it will not be you. But it will be exactly as Apostle Paul said. I live, but yet it is not I, but it is Christ that liveth in me. And that is a revelation many people lack today. So simple. Yes, they know about a new birth. They know about a Holy Ghost. They know about a people's lives changing. But do we really fully and completely realize and have a true realization that it's not us that's going to live. It's going to be Christ living in us. Now, as long as we don't have a complete understanding of that, a true revelation of it pulsating in our hearts, it's easy to get in our carnal thinking and get despondent because we failed here. Get despondent because we ain't able to do exactly like God said to do. Or maybe we just plain ain't doing what God said to do. You know? And yet we can sit around thinking we're Christian and thinking we're a believer. But you got to always remember, Brother Branham said in this last days, it was the most deceptive age it ever was. People can believe they're Christians when they're not. You see? So the thing is, we've got to have a solidness and something real and genuine that'll hold us and let us understand something. That it's got to be as Jesus said in this day. I'll read the scripture. In this day, let's read it over here. If I can find it, I thought I brought it with me. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I want you to catch it while we're on that thought. He says here in St. John 14, 20th verse. I'll just read the 20th verse. I got other verses to it. Let's just read the 20th verse if you want to turn to it. If not, I'll just read it to you. At that day, ye shall know. Again, what is it to know? Understand. Okay? That I am in my Father. Okay? And ye in me. And I in you. Now, how could a people face the reality of that, or believe in the reality of that, or live in the reality of that, if we are not an overcomer? Because we know in Christ, He conquers everything. Anything that's contrary to His Word, He can conquer it. He can live His own life because He is the life. You see? But now how am I going to know if He's really in me? How are you personally, remember we're individuals before God, how are you really personally going to know He's in you unless you can see Him? His life is the light of men. And that's the only assurance you're going to have. You can sit there and say, I've got faith, I believe, I trust, I think. But how are you going to know He's in you? Huh? If you can't see Him, if you can't see Him bring this body under subjection like He promised He would do, if you can't see your life overcoming, how are you ever going to know He's in there? You know what state we'll be in? Well, I'm trusting He's there. I believe He's there. I believe He's in my life. I think He's in my life. God said He's in my life. But that doesn't make it real. But His life will be the light that opens it up to you. When you see that same life that comes into the body, it was read last week, and Brother Kevin Gensel mentioned it in his prayer. When you see that life coming into the body, oh, now we've got something to be the proof of the pudding. Now I can begin to match Scripture. I can see Scripture begin to match with me. That's where my assurance comes from. That's where your assurance comes from. When we go talking about this rapture that's going to take place. And remember, when that rapture takes place, there can't be any doubt. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Or am I just lulling you off to sleep? This is something you're going to have when that rapture takes place. And don't think it's going to happen just seconds before the rapture. No. You're going to have to know now. This is what this preparation is for. Coming in services, listening to the Word. Coming in, listening to the Word. For as we receive the Word, we become the Word. Is that right?
Amen.
It helps us overcome because we see it opens up a channel to become surrendered greater to that Word and let the Word live through me. I hear the Word of God. I surrender to it. It comes in and lives, and that makes me what? A prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. So then we can match that word to be a prisoner to the Lord Jesus Christ, a love slave. The Word comes, the revelation strikes. By the revelation coming, it brings me under subjection to it. And it begins to do what? Express. Which is what? His life.
Amen.
And when you see that life coming into the body, you know the rapture is at hand. Okay? So I don't know about you now, but I'm real excited about that. Because this world is not my home. This world is just a temporary place that I am in, and you are in, if you're elected. The scripture speaks of us being pilgrims and strangers journeying this land. Yeah. We are in this world, the scripture says, but we are not of it. You see? And the life that is to come will be so much greater than this life which we are in now. Yeah. This has been mentioned before. He said, would you want to, you know, we see how a dog lives. You know, look at the dogs out there today that's outside. They may have masters that don't feed them very often. They may have masters that doesn't give them bedding to live in. They may have masters that's lazy and don't change their water and it's froze. Have nothing to drink for 2 or 3 days, it's been froze. Don't know where their next meal's coming from. Just hopefully the master gets out of bed. That's what this life is now. Would you want to go back to a dog's life? Have you seen that life? Because that's what it's going to compare to. When we get on the other side, friends, it'll be nothing like this life of sickness and sorrow, tears shed, pain, agony, distress. Yeah. Nah, it'll be nothing like this. It'll be a beautiful life, a wonderful life. It'll be eternal. Never die. Loved ones never dying. Mother and dad never becoming old and dying. Grandpa and grandma's never getting old and dying, which will be no grandpa and grandma's over there. Won't be mothers and dads over there. We'll all be brothers and sisters in Christ, the body of Christ. But there won't be no more of that sorrow. No. No more crying over loved ones that's passed away. No. It'll be one beautiful life. Again, eternal life. Would you want to come back to this life? Huh? With all that he has prepared for us? And we may think, oh, this is a wonderful life. I'm having fun. Well, you may think you're having fun. But if you get in Christ, you'll see this ain't much fun. The only joy in life I get is serving God and what he has blessed me with. This is life being here. Serving God, giving God my life back to him, thanking him for the blessings in life, my children, my wife, my parents, my brothers and sisters in Christ. But get me outside of them things, there is no joy out there. It's death, sin, corruption. But in Christ is where your joy is. Happiness.
Amen.
Everything God has blessed us with. He's blessed us with food on our tables, clothes on our back. Yes. Thank God for those blessings. But what he has prepared for us will be much greater. Much, much better. Much better. Much more blessed. You see? Thank God for what he has prepared for us. For eyes has not seen and ears has never heard what God has prepared for those that love him and obey him. And they give their life to him. Oh my. I'm looking forward to that.
Amen.
But I want to see in my life, I'm watching for it. You've got to be watching for it. For this life to come into the body. And you know, the more you see it, the closer I'm getting to a rapture. Amen. To be caught up in a moment of twinkling of an eye. To change from mortal to immortal. Sounds like something, crazy story, probably, if God hadn't made it real to you. But if God once makes it real to you, oh, how happy you can be. But now we're in a time of making sure that I know he's in me. His life is in me. His life is in you. And we're getting ready to change. Glory. That's what we're looking for. All right, now listen to the word. And we find here, he says here, sirs, we would see Jesus. Paragraph 81, this was preached March 18, 1964. In the beginning, God was not even God. He was the great eternal. He was just Elohim. He was self-existing. All right? And in there was attributes. All right? His desire, what he wanted to see, or what he was going to be, and what he was going to make himself to be. All right? It was his thoughts. Okay? Attributes was his thoughts. Okay? This is before he created the earth. He was Elohim, self-existing. Our minds can't comprehend that because we think of the day we was born, the day we die, and all this other things. But God was self-existing. You see? And in him was attributes. Attributes was his thoughts. And then he become word. Like this, a word expressed, or he backs up and says, well, a thought expressed is a word. Same is with us. We think a thought, we speak that thought, and it became what? A word then. I'm going to think eagle. As soon as I thought eagle, I said eagle. Expressed what my thought was. You heard the word that was in my thoughts. Eagle. God's attributes was his thoughts. And his thoughts become expressed and become word. God has always been eternal. He is eternal. And his thoughts, as they expressed, became word. That didn't change from being eternal. Those words are still eternal. Is that right? So his word is eternal. It's eternal life. Heavens and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away. It's eternal. You follow me? A word expressed is a thought, all right? He says, and then remember, if you ever was in God's thinking, I want you to just open your heart for a moment. Will you do that for me? Forget about everything. Don't think about nothing. But you just say amen to what I read to you. Just say amen to it. Don't you think nothing else? Just say amen. Yes, Lord. And then remember, if you ever was in God's thinking, you'll always be there. Amen. Amen. Did everybody say amen?
Amen.
If you ever was in God's thinking, you will always be there. If you got eternal life. See, he already knows whether everybody's sitting here, whether we have eternal life or not. This is not something new to God. This isn't something God decided to give you eternal life. If you have eternal life, you always had eternal life. You was always in the thoughts of the eternal God. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. Is it still amen?
Amen.
Anything and nothing about anything else, right? Oh, how could I be? Or that's impossible. If you'd done what I'd done. No. I think the Lord Jesus Christ already made that pretty well plain to us that it ain't what you've done in the past. Because the Lord Jesus himself, God in flesh, God dwelled in flesh, came up to the little prostitute. Came up to the little adulteress. Sin no more. I forgive you. And you say, yeah, but that was an adulteress, but I done this. I'm going to tell you what. Makes a difference what you've done. It's all the same dirty filthiness. Amen. It's all the same dirty wickedness.
Amen.
That's right. Ain't none wickedness cleaner than the other wickedness. God already seen in his mind. He would put in the sea of his forgiveness the things that you would do until he got his nature working in you. Yeah. And even if then you made a mistake, he still provided a way.
Amen.
They would not remember it. Oh my. Again now, is that something you can do? Or something God had to do? Something God had to do, isn't it? Because you couldn't die for yourself. Your blood wouldn't do the work. But God sent a divine blood down and took care of the work. Yeah. He died for your sins. He died for my sins. He took care of it. And that was the only way he could be assured it would be taken care of. Yeah. He couldn't put his trust in anything else but himself. I'm going to take care of this, he said. He had this all in his mind. Before we was ever born, he had this in his mind. He knew what season, what time we would be here in life. What age it would be we'd be here. But just remember, if you was in the thoughts of God, eternal, you're still eternal. Is that right?
Amen.
I didn't come down on this earth to get eternal life. No, we always had eternal life. Had to. But he had to make a way, as I said now. Just to remind you, we were born, the elect were born with two natures. And he knew what that worldly nature would do until he changed things around for us. Till he would destroy that worldly nature and the nature of God come in and live. He knew what he'd have to do to take care of that. That's true justification.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my. All right? If you ever was in God's thinking, you always will be there. If you got eternal life, you are the expression or the attribute of his thought for this age. You are the expression of his thought for this age. He knew you in his mind before there was ever a world formed, before the stars ever shined in the heavens. He knew in his mind you would be born for this age where Malachi 4 would be fulfilled. Yeah. Glory.
Amen.
If only thou canst. There is only one eternal life, and it always existed. And you, in his mind, existed before there was ever a world. That's the reason. Now remember, don't forget, Brother Branham said, and showed us in the Word, the thoughts of God were real. Is that right?
Amen.
He said, if you can see this, you shall see many things. You know what he said?
Amen.
That's the reason he said he chose you. Doesn't the scripture say he chose us before the foundation world? Mm-hmm. Predestinated before the world was ever formed? Can thou believest the scripture? That's the reason he said he chose you before the foundation of the world. It isn't what we think or what somebody else thinks. It's what God thinks. He's eternal. You always was in his thinking. You always was in his thinking. Now, if we don't have a real revelation of these things, we can sit around and begin to think, oh, I made a mistake. I don't know if I'll ever make it in. I've done something wrong in my life, and how could I be? I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I just can't seem to get where I need to be. I must not be. Because every time Satan throws something at you, if you don't have the solid foundation of these things, you're going to be tossed and driven through the storms of life. But thank God for the lighthouse. Amen. Hallelujah. That'll guide this old ship through. Amen. If I can just put my trust in Him, if I can just get a realization, a true revelation of what He's done for me. There's so many times in this message, and message-believing people, they say they believe this, and they say they understand this, and they say they got revelations and all kinds of things, but their lives is telling a different story. It's so easy for the human being to think something and to say something and not even know what they're talking about. They don't even understand the real true reality if it's in their life, what's taking place. We just speak things and don't even know what we're talking about. Oh, many times we think we do. Always remember, the life is the light of men.
Amen.
The life is what is the proof of who I am. The life is the proof of who you are. It shows the reality of whatever is inside of you. See? Are you listening to me? And the Queen of Sheba, July 10th, 1960, paragraph 40. And the Bible said that no man can call Jesus the Christ only by the Holy Ghost. You thinking about that? No man can call Jesus the Christ without the Holy Ghost. Brother Steve, I know a lot of people that say Jesus is the Christ. Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. A lot of people can say that. But the Word of God is talking about a reality of it.
Amen.
No man can call Jesus the Christ without the Holy Ghost. You see? Human minds can think it and human lips can speak it. But that doesn't mean it's real. No more than a man or a woman can say, praise God, the life of Christ is in me. Brother Steve, you ain't going to convince me it's not. I know it is. But yet then the proof of it's not there. And the lips can speak it, the mind can think it. But the only proof I've got is as His life comes in. And then it will do the things that man cannot do. You listening? It'll do the things that you cannot do. Okay? I'll read here in a bit. He says here, you don't know that He's the Christ yet. Remember that. You're only walking towards that light. You're only walking towards that light. If you don't have the Holy Ghost and you just say, I think He is or I know He is, but yet He isn't, but I'm just saying that He is, and if He's not, I'm just walking toward that light. Okay? You can say, my pastor said so. That's true. The Bible said so. That's true. My mother said so. That's true. He says, my church believes it's the Holy Ghost. That's true. But what about you? As an individual, remember, we're all individuals. I've already mentioned today. You don't know until you received it. And when you receive the Holy Ghost, then you are a witness that He's alive forevermore. you do receive it, then you are a witness that he is alive forevermore. Why, what's happened? What has taken place? He then comes in and expresses. He then begins to do things in your life and through your life that you cannot do. So what am I watching for? Well, I'm watching for this life to come into the body. What am I looking for? I am looking for Christ to come in me and live a life that I cannot live. I'm not watching for something I can do. I'm not watching for something you can do. We can be nice, good, moral people. But in ourselves, we cannot live by every word. But when Christ comes in, and he's the great overcomer, oh my, he's the one that overcometh for me.
Amen.
And through me. You see?
Amen.
No more than it was Moses standing there on the bank and was going to open that Red Sea. But God opened that Red Sea.
Amen.
And God is here to open the Red Seas in your life. That then you will know that he's in you. Because there's going to be things you can't do yourself.
Amen.
You may have tried to overcome. You may have tried to quit doing this. You may have tried to quit doing that. But when he comes in you and lives, the job gets done.
Amen.
Amen. Just as simple as that. You say, well, Brother Steve, that's just simple. Yes, it's simple. Very simple. But is it happening? And when you receive the Holy Ghost, then you are a witness that he's alive forevermore. Now the Holy Ghost is within you, he says now, and then you watch him as he works. Are we watching him to work? Huh? Maybe I couldn't overcome this. Am I watching to see him do it? Huh? If he's in there, he'll do it. You just got to surrender to him. You see? If the life of Christ is in you, it will produce his life in you. The works that I do, shall you do also. Now don't have in your mind it's just praying for the sick or raising the dead. Because Jesus had a lot more works than that.
Amen.
Oh yeah. He also forgave them when they spit on him. Yeah. When they hung him on the cross, and was doing what they did to him then. He said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do.
Amen.
That same Christ was in Stephen after Jesus then went to the cross and died. That same Christ came in Stephen when they were stoning him. And he looked up to the heavens. He said, Father, forgive them. Hold not this to their charge. Forgive them. They don't realize what they're doing. Why? Because that same Jesus Christ was in Stephen.
Right,
oh, my. Yeah. Now, he hasn't changed. He's the same today as he was yesterday.
Amen.
He's the same today as he was on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
So it isn't just raising the dead and healing the sick. No. It's everything.
Amen.
Everything. The works that I do, you do also. The same works, he says, because it's the same life. Same life. Same God. Same one that created the heavens and the earth. The same Jesus Christ. Yes, that was crucified. The same. If the life in a watermelon, he uses this example many times, watermelon fruits, whatever. If the life in a watermelon vine produces a watermelon, well, the next branch comes out, it'll produce a watermelon. Why? It's all the same. Every time, it'll be a watermelon. And he says, And if the church is really anchored in Christ, every church will write a book of Acts behind it. That's exactly right. Because the first one wrote a book of Acts behind it. So there we are. Oh my. So there we are. Now with the word we have today, saints, God is the great I Am. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is the great physician, our healer. So we not only want to see Him heal us or heal others, not only raise the dead. Oh, those things are all wonderful, glorious. But I want to see Him take my mind over, my body, everything about me, so that every action that comes forth will be like Him. Yeah. Amen. Oh my. Because we can have great healing campaigns and God raise the dead and blinded eyes come open and still be the one laying hands on somebody and those things happening. Preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Mighty signs and wonders, miracles, and still be lost. Be a false anointed one. But it has to be entire word. Everything like Him. When somebody's upset with you, speaking rash words against you, maybe somebody you're working with is just treating you like trash. And still they'll see Christ come forth. Everything about your life will be Jesus Christ. Not just healings. Yes, those things are wonderful. And God does those things. And I trust He'll do more among our own lives here. Yes. The channel will be opened up more for it. But what I don't want to see is a bunch of brothers go over and maybe lay hands on somebody that's sick and afflicted, and they raise up right now. They leave and they go home and have a screaming match with their wife.
Amen.
Because then it won't mean anything. Because the life is the light of men. And the works that He does shall you do also. And it's not only healings. No. It's the literal life of Jesus Christ. You see? All right? He says here, it's the same works because it's the same life, see? I guess we read that. Let's go on to the next one. Investments. November 16, 1963. Paragraph 62. And that word in you produces the life of Christ. Now, wait a minute. Let's get it. Just make sure we catch everything about it. The word. In the beginning was the word. The word was with God and the word was God. If I could take the life out of a peach tree, there he is saying again, give us an example, and put it in a pear, it would bear peaches. We all know about grafting, don't we? Yeah, you take and graft an apple into another kind of apple, then that branch will bear the apples of whatever in that branch. See? Same way with citrus. Stay in the citrus line. You can graft a grapefruit onto an orange, and it'll bear grapefruit. Yeah. But what it is in the original, that's what's going to always have to come out. The original. Because that's where the life is. And if Christ is in us, the original, Christ has to come out every time.
Amen.
See? It would have, he says, it would bear pears on it because the life is in a tree which produces what it is. The life that's in you shows what you are. Now that's what we're watching for. What life's in us. Because what I see coming out of there is how I know who I am. Is that right?
Amen.
If I see the wrong kind of life coming out of there, I know Christ ain't there. But if I see Christ coming out of there, I know in Christ I am and Christ is in me. In that day you shall know that I am in you and you are in me. Oh my. That's what we're watching for.
Amen.
We're looking for it. And this is the day we're going to know. Hallelujah. Glory. Your life testifies so loud, and the things that you do, if the life of Christ is in you, then, therefore, the works of the life of Christ you live. Oh my. Can we really be forgiving as the Lord Jesus Christ was forgiving? Huh? When they had beaten him, spit on him, mocked him, poked him, and he held it not against them, but kept forgiving them. Because they didn't realize what they was doing. Can we be that same way yet today? Oh, you say, well, Brother Stephen, my brother does this to me, or my sister in Christ does that. No, no, no. We've got to stop and think here. Them wasn't Christians poking him. Them wasn't people that had the life of Christ in them. No. No, these were evil, wicked people, friends, poking him, spitting on him, and mocking him, making fun of him. Yeah. And he still forgave them. Yeah. Can we have somebody in that rank do something to us and forgive them? Or way back in our mind, I'm always going to hold it against them, what they done to me. That stinking lousy person. I'll never forgive him. Huh? Is that what it is? Or can you forgive them? Now everybody sitting here may say, hey man, that's the way it is, Brother Steve. But how come in your little conversation sometimes you got that person back in your life? I can't stand that person. I'll never forgive him. You said it, not me. You're the one that's saying those things. You're the one thinking those things. So are we like Christ? So when we're not forgiving that person, we got that little grudge against them. I can't sit there and match Scripture. I know that he's in me. I'm in him and he's in me. I can't match that. So when the rapture takes place, oh, I didn't match the word. I'm not like Christ. So how am I going to be in a rapture? Huh? That's just one little example that I know for a fact that some people right in here have a grudge against people. That I know. What does God see? He sees everything.
Amen.
Everything. But yet we know we're going to heaven shouting victory. Nonsense. Oh, you got to match his word.
Amen.
That's what Brother Steve's trying to bring to reality. His life is the light of. It opens the door to many things. It opens the door to reality that I am going to make it in. It opens the door to express to others that he is alive. And we're to declare to this nation, this people, that he's alive. What if you tell Brother Steve or somebody, you stand around talking about somebody and saying, I'll never forgive that person. I can't stand that person. That person gets under my skin. That's just one word. And guess what? One word's all it takes. And you're lost. Gone. Lost! Now what? Your life testifies so loud in you until your testimony is not heard. They know what you are by the life you live and the things that you do. If the life of Christ is in you, then, therefore, the works of the life of Christ you live. Because that's his life living through you. You're just a vessel to carry on the work of God. Oh, may the Holy Spirit make that real in our hearts. We're a vessel to carry on the work of God. Amen. I'll close there. Trust you're seeing something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hoping it's become a greater reality to you what God is looking for.
Amen.
And what he's expecting if we're going to call ourselves bride. But as I said, I just dug out one little thing there. But what could God dig out today? That we think nobody knows anything about it, but our life expresses it and testifies of it, and we don't realize what we're testifying of. But the all-seeing eye
Amen.
Is watching me
Amen.
And watching you.
Amen.
Amen. He's a watcher. Lord, help me that every action will be you, Lord. Every action. That's the only way I'm going to know. And the only way you're going to know that he's in you.
Amen.
And you're in him. Yeah. Don't be deceived. Remember, this is the age people will think they're Christians when they're not. God help every one of us.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Amen. Saints, sometimes it's amazing how the Holy Ghost does just what he says.
Amen.
It's a sword. And it cuts going in. It's a two-edged sword.
Mm-hmm.
It cuts asunder. It'll go into the marrow of the bone. And it'll cut sin going in and coming out.
Amen.
Amen. And it does that, doesn't it?
Amen.
I thank God it does.
Amen.
Because if it didn't, I'd worry if I was in the right place or not.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come in and the word cuts me going in and coming out, I know only God's interested in that because Satan don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Satan ain't going to want God's word to cut you going in and cutting out and coming out. But God does. He wants everything that ain't like him cut out of there.
Amen.
Why? That sun is shining hot. All the greenness is getting dried out of there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Amen. He's so wonderful.
Amen.
Praise his name. Amen. Won't you sisters come on up the instruments? We probably ought to sing something. It's a little bit tight in here. Amen. Praise his name. God knows all about us.
Amen.
Yes, he does. Can't help but to think about this again. Think about his love. For love is corrective.
Amen.
Think about his goodness. Think about his grace that has brought us through. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love.
Amen.
Great is the measure of our Father's love. Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Let's all stand and sing it together. Think about his love. Think about his goodness. has brought us through. Hallelujah. For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. Sing it again. Brother Josh, come up and dismiss us. Think about His love. Hallelujah. Think about His goodness. Think about His grace that has brought us through.
For as high as the heavens above, so great is the measure of our Father's love. Great is the measure of our Father's love. So
amen. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what an honor and a privilege, Lord, it's been here this morning, oh God. Lord, to hear You speak to us. Lord, sometimes as a human race, we think we're so invincible. But Lord, then You let something happen in Your life, Lord. Lord, to show You that You're over all things. You got Your hand on each and every one of us.
Hallelujah.
Lord, everything happens for a reason.
Yes, God.
And Lord, we learn to trust in You more, Lord. That's what You want. Lord, the more we learn to trust in You and, Lord, in Your word, Lord, the farther along, the next step up the ladder we're going to be.
Yes.
Lord, we're just so thankful, Lord, for the word that You bring. Lord, bring to our attention, Lord. Lord, just bless it to our hearts, Lord. Lord, just let it be a revelation, Lord, a strong revelation. Lord, because, like our brother said, we'll know that rapture's at hand, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. When the life comes in the body.
Oh,
Lord, just touch each and every one of us. Now touch our bodies. Touch them that are sick or afflicted. Bring them back. Lord, just have Your perfect will and Your perfect way in each and every one of our lives. And we'll give You all the glory and the honor. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things.
Amen.
Sing that little chorus again.
Think about His love.